This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Tehillim, chapter Lamed Aleph, parak 31 in Psalms. And this parak includes a very dramatic verse, a very powerful statement that we all know. And it says, V'yodcha afkid ruchi. David HaMelech, King David, says to God, I entrust my spirit to you. I entrust my soul to you. I entrust my life to you. This is something we say every morning. And maybe at the beginning of davening and at the end of davening, when we say Adon Olam, and we say, B'yadcha afkid ruchi, I entrust my spirit to you. That's a strong statement when we say it every morning, but it's an even stronger statement when someone says it in Vidoy. It's part of what a person says just before they die, just before they leave this world. They say to Hashem, they say to God, B'yadcha afkid ruchi, Hashem, whatever's going to happen, and nobody really has a good understanding of what happens after they leave this world. But we say, V'yadcha afkid ruchi Hashem, I entrust my spirit to you. There's a certain peace to that. There's a certain bitachon, a certain trust in Hashem, where you say, look, Hashem, I'm just going to entrust my spirit to you. And that's what David HaMelech says here. That's what King David says here. It was a very strange time in David HaMelech's life. Like Master Tehillim, it was said as he's running away from Shaul. And in this particular instance, according to Rashi and the Malbim, he was in a city in the desert, and he heard that the Plishtim had attacked the Jews in Keilah. So David HaMelech had a choice. He could go to Keilah and he could defend the Jews, or he could lie low. And he went to the Urim V'Tumim, he went to the breastplate, and then he asked, and he got a message from Hashem that said, no, you should go to Keilah. So he goes to Keilah, he fights off the Plishtim, he saves the day, but he didn't lie low. So now Shaul heard about the fact that he is in Keilah, and Shaul brings all of his people, and they surround David in Keilah. And David HaMelech is going to die. But he escapes, he leaves, and he gets to a place called Beis Metzudos. And once again, Shaul HaMelech hears that he's there, and he surrounds him. This is all stories in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel. And David HaMelech's approach is, he says, B'yadcha afkid ruchi. He says, ultimately, Hashem, I'm going to listen to you. If you're going to tell me to go to Keilah, I'll go to Keilah. If you're going to surround me with Shaul's soldiers in Keilah, so I'll be surrounded by Shaul's soldiers. I'm going to listen to you because I've entrusted my spirit to you. Now, to be sure, David HaMelech continues and he says, Padiso, siya shalom, I'm sure you're going to help me. I'm going to rejoice when you save me. Asher says, on you, you've seen my lack. You've seen what I'm missing. Yadata b'tzaras nashi. You know about my tzaras. And afterwards, he thanks Hashem. He says, V'lo yizkartani b'yadoyev. You haven't allowed me to be ambushed and to be surrounded by the enemies. Hamadav merchav ragla. You've allowed me to stay strong. And the whole thing is hints throughout to the Beis Metzudos and the Ir Matzor, the siege that David was victim to. So there's a lot of optimism, but all that optimism is introduced with these five words. Four words, B'yadcha afkid ruchi. Actually, that's three words. Hashem, I entrust my spirit to you, because that's really more than any other statement that David HaMelech made. Let's say he made a statement, Batzar chavdali. I know when things are rough, you're going to make them better for me. So over there, he's saying, Hashem, you're going to save me no matter how hard it seems. But here it's a step further. He's saying, B'yadcha afkid ruchi, says, Hashem, I'm entrusting my spirit to you. Whatever happens, if you take my life, whatever happens, I'm entrusting my spirit to you. That's the mitzvah. You have to love Hashem with all your soul, even if he's taking your soul. So even if Hashem were to say, go to Keilah, and Keilah would be the place where David HaMelech is going to be killed, he says, okay, B'yadcha afkid ruchi. And there's a certain health to that kind of attitude, besides for it being philosophically correct, because, and he mentions this, he says, Ki chalu v'yogon chayai ushnosai ba'anacha. If I'm going to spend my life worrying, if I'm going to spend my life sighing, he says, then that's just going to be the end of my life. He says, I can't spend my life worrying and wondering what's going to be, because there are so many bad options out there. He says, that would end my life. Ki chalu v'yogon chayai. He says the better approach is to say, look, Hashem, it's all up to you. I'm going to do my best, but it's all up to you. I entrust my spirit to you, And Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter says that's the end of the pasuk. He says, "Chizku v'yametz l'babchem." You need to strengthen your hearts. Kol hamiyachlim l'Hashem. All of those who trust in Hashem. In other words, if you can have trust in Hashem, it doesn't matter what else you do. But if you can have trust in Hashem, then you're going to be able to strengthen your heart and be able to absorb this idea of Yodchav Gidruchi. I've entrusted myself to Hashem, so I'll do my best and I'll pray for the best and I'll celebrate when everything works out. But there's a very basic idea that Yodchav Gidruchi, I've entrusted my neshama to you. And that's what David Melch said. King David said, Hashem, no matter what I do, I entrust my neshama to you. Once I've made that foundation, I'll do the best I can to make my life the best it can be. But there's a basic idea of Yodchav Gidruchi. I entrust my neshama to you, and that's the greatest peace I'll ever have.